Southeast Radio's morning mix. Southeast
Radio. Good morning, Alan.
Nice to talk to you, but you would like to share with us a horrific incident that has happened to you and left you very debilitated. Can you tell me, in your own words, what happened, please?
No problem, Alan. There seems to be a large increase in spiking over the past year or year and a half. And I just want to make younger people aware of how serious this situation has got. And it just seems to be totally getting out of hand. It's happening just so often at the moment. But I was on a night out last August with my friends. I was grand one minute. I hadn't had very many drinks, but I was grand one minute. I was just dancing away with my friends as a girl does. And the next minute I started feeling very unwell. I went to the toilet and I just felt I was kind of wobbling all over the place. So my natural instincts was to go to the door. So I went out to the beer garden. And I said to one of the bouncers, I don't feel well. Now, this happened in a bar in Wexford. I said to the girl, I don't feel very well. And the next minute, all I remember is the bouncer grabbing me by the arm saying, this girl needs a chair. I don't remember anything else. Well, there was talking in the background, but at that point, my eyes closed and my eyes didn't open until the next day.
My goodness.
One of the bouncers there, they would have known me from just going in and out, so they'd know my, that was totally out of character for me.
Right.
They went in and got my friend and said, come out quick, your friend is in a coma. My eyes were closed, I had no feeling in my legs or my arms, I couldn't move, couldn't speak, couldn't open my eyelids, I felt like a rag doll, had completely no use of my body.
Right.
When my friends came out, I started vomiting, and later in the night, I started shivering and shaking. They were tapping my face. There was absolutely no response whatsoever. I'm so lucky to have such good friends.
Right.
I'm a single parent. I've never took a drug in my life. They never, when people spike, they don't stop and think what that can actually do to somebody. Like, I've never taken a drug. That could have actually killed me. I went down to the bar and I've gone to them about it.
Okay.
And asked them to go back on the cameras. They said that they went back on the cameras, but they can see me at the start of the night. And then as the night progresses and more people go into the bar, everyone is just like that.
Okay. What did you do by way of medical treatment? Did you go to A&E or how did you manage to get yourself well?
I didn't, because my friends were out with me and they just got such a fright, they didn't really know what to do.
Yeah.
So they rang for another friend so I could get in the car and get a lift safely.
Right. And when did it wear off?
It was the next day. The next right. day when I woke up, I was grand. There wasn't a bother because it had wore right. off me.
Okay. You then went to Kilkenny, and it didn't happen to you on this occasion, but it happened to two of your friends. What happened there?
Yeah, that was a few weeks back. We just decided to go on a night out up there. And two of the girls that was out got spiked. One of them was where I was sitting at the table, and sure, you're laughing and talking, you're not minding what anyone's drink is like. The next thing, that just happened to glance over. She was drinking vodka and Coke. And I said to the girl sitting beside me, I said, what is in that glass? It was all just like, it reminds you of a paracetamol melting. So I took the glass away, hid it on the girl. And then when she came back, I said, what are you drinking? And she said, vodka and Coke. And I said, look at your drink. I said, do not drink that. I said, there's something wrong with it. And she looked and she said, geez, she said, there is something wrong with it, all right. So I gave it to the barman when he was going around cleaning the tables. I said, get rid of that. There's something wrong with it. But she didn't put no pass on it. Then we went into a nightclub. And when we went in, people must think you're actually quite silly. Like, but this fellow was at the bar and he said to one of my other friends, oh, here, I just bought this drink and I'm going now. So my friend was lucky enough, clever enough not to take the drink. But she just thought, like, for the crack, I'm going to do a test on this. So there was a glass on the bar. She poured the bottle of Smirnoff Ice out into the glass and she could see everything in the glass. Now, that fella left at that point, supposed to be going home, and about 10 minutes later he arrived back, probably to see had she actually drank the drink and to keep an eye on her.
Did you report any of this to an Garda Síochána?
We didn't, but I said to him, you seriously should say that to the bouncers, because they need to stop letting people in that's going to do things like that.
You're making a very strong call this morning, and what is that call? You have a couple of messages, a couple of calls you'd like to make. What are they, please?
Firstly, this thing of saying, oh sure, I'll get my friends to watch my drink when I'm going to the toilet or whatever, that's just non-existent anymore, because your friends are going to be out, naturally they're going to be talking, laughing and all. They're not going to be putting any pass on your drink, and it only literally takes 1 second for someone to spike it. But the thing is, it must be very strong that they're putting into people's glasses to actually make somebody that out of it. I was actually like I was in a coma. There's two other separate incidents I heard about girls getting spiked, and they said when the person came to collect them and bring them for safety, there was actually a car following them. So, is it a case that they're spiking and they're keeping an eye on the person to see when the person gets dropped off home, are they actually going into the house on their own? That's scary.
All right. Anything else you'd like to add? And thank you for talking to me this
morning.
If
somebody wants to put something into their own body, work away. But don't force anyone else to put something into their body.
Southeast Radio's Morning Mix. Southeast Radio.